Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, March the 22nd, 2024, 15 minutes past the hour. And we have a very special guest for the first 10 minutes or 15 minutes of the program this morning, or this morning, tonight on the program. I can't remember what part of the day it is. Tonight, he is a 2 weeks from tonight, he will go into the WWE Hall of Fame in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, class of 2024. It is such a pleasure to welcome my good friend, my pal, soon-to-be Hall of Famer, 2 weeks from tonight, and we'll be there, by the way, the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson. Thunderbolt, how are you?
Heaven have this, Scott. Very good, and you?
Good to hear from you. Doing well on this end. 2 weeks from tonight, it all happens. How do you feel?
Hey, giving God all of the glory.
Now,
giving God all of the glory.
Now, last time we talked, Thunderbolt, you said that in 2 weeks, it will be the greatest night of your life. Explain to people why that is.
Well, I mean, hey, WWE, I mean, goes all over the world. And for the fans, I haven't, you know, for quite some time, I haven't had the opportunity to just, you know, all of the fans out there. So, and it's something that I've always had a dream to be, you know, and I just thank God that I've got the opportunity to do it. And it's like a dream come true.
And Thunderbolt, yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, what's great about this to me is that you will get to address 21,000 people, over 21,000 people in the sold-out arena that night in Philadelphia, City of Brotherly Love, where the Constitution was signed, Liberty Bell, all there that night. And also, it's broadcast all over the world on the Peacock Network at 10 p.m. Eastern Time that night. Tune in to Peacock, and you will see Thunderbolt live go into the Hall of Fame. It's going to be a fantastic night, 14 days away.
14, thank God. If it had not been for the Lord, you know, and good, good people, Scott, you know, I thank God for the opportunity. And we'll be there, you'll be there, and I'm sitting here now with my business manager and my long-time good friend, Donnie, and he'll be there also with me. I'm looking forward to getting the word, and I'm looking forward to saying a word or two to all of the fans all over the world.
We're all excited to hear what it's going to be, and I'm excited to meet Donnie that weekend and also do the honors as one of the inductors for you that night. So it's going to be a big night. I think we're all excited.
Donnie, would you guys like to say anything on this radio?
No, this is your moment.
This is our moment. Yeah. And he's a little shy over here. He's been my friend all the night. Had not been for the Lord putting me with good people, man. Hey, Donnie has been closer than a brother, and he's coming up with me, and we'll get a chance to talk a little bit, Scott, before we go back to Ohio now. You know,
that's right. We got to mention to the fans that right out of the Hall of Fame, Philadelphia, next week, or 2 weekends from now, Thunderbolt will be coming to Ohio right here. That following Monday, and he will be here for at least a week doing programs on the station. There's going to be a bun signing up at Tony Paco's in Toledo on that Wednesday night. I'm going to be here for the big eclipse, the once-in-a-lifetime eclipse on the 8th. It's going to be a big week. There's a lot of good stuff happening, Thunderbolt.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's just an honor again to have some good people. And we're I'm sitting there with my good friend at the lake, and coming on the road to WrestleMania.
Road to WrestleMania, it is.
WrestleMania is, excuse me, I'm just a little bit excited. I got to take my time on this one now. WrestleMania of Class 2024.
That's right.
You know, I'm a little bit excited, and I just want to tell all my fans that they were, you know, call somebody, and I think we're going to have a real, real good time that night, and I'm certainly going to be very honored to be accepting something that I've been looking for a long time.
Absolutely. Now, Thunderbolt, there, while I got you on the line here, there is a current event going on with Easter coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend. This is an interesting current event. I'm going to read this to you, and I just want to get your thoughts on this. PETA is not a fan of the White House rolling chicken eggs during its annual Easter egg roll. That's why the animal rights nonprofit is now recommending First Lady Jill Biden replace the cholesterol bombs with potatoes.
You know what, Scott?
Yeah?
I ain't got time to take care of nobody else's business.
That's right.
I can't take care of my own. And, I mean, you understand what's going on in this world.
I do.
What's going on. I mean, it just ain't time right now for none of the, you know, negative stuff with them. What people doing whatever they want to do, they got to go to the maker for themselves, and I ain't got time to. I thank God for all them haters. I thank God for them, but I ain't got time to even spend. Don't want to spend no time other than lifting up the name of Jesus and just seeing what the old Jill Briscoe and Brad Pritchard, what's the Rock Dad cooking? That's all I got on my mind right now.
It's going to be exciting 2 weeks from tonight. Thunderbolt, before we let you get back to getting ready and basking in the fun that this is all going to be in 2 weeks, give us a little Thunderbolt Patterson tonight, a little legendary rap from the legend himself.
Well, you know, it's been a long time, and I just, you know, want to take the fans will just take a little time out and call somebody and tell somebody to call their friend if they have one or two. And we're coming their way, and we're coming way that way, giving God all of the glory and thanking Him for everything that He's brought me through, and I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of new fans out there. And, just hold on, just a little while. I'm on my way.
And we should mention that that Friday morning, April the 5th, from 8 a.m. in the morning till 11 a.m., we will be broadcasting the morning show live from Philadelphia. Thunderbolt will be co-hosting with me that morning, and we're going to have a lot of fun from the city of brotherly love, where the Liberty Bell is, the morning of the Hall of Fame induction ceremony day. Thunderbolt, if you only had time tonight, you could tell them more, couldn't you?
If only did you have time to call Patti LaBelle and invite her?
I did invite Patti LaBelle. And
all right, then. Let's see what's going to happen.
If we only had time to have Patti on, we'll get her on.
If only had time. But God's going to give it to them. Still here. Still standing. And that's two steps is one of Patti's latest Hey, you understand what I'm saying? Two steps of, you know, my partner, Donnie, you know, we're going, me and Donnie's going to get on a little diet, you know. We're going to cook up a little diet, you know, the health thing, and hoping that we can get a little advice from Mr. Vail.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be great,
and
wouldn't
I'm,
it?
And Sean, I'm looking, someone's looking forward to seeing you again. It's a little bit overdue.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. I'll be happy to meet anybody that weekend.
Well, all right, then.
Thunderbolt, it's a pleasure to talk with you. We are so glad you're getting this honor, so honored to be a part of it, and I'm sure we will talk very soon as we head into Philadelphia 14 days from tonight.
We're on the road to WrestleMania.
Absolutely.
And accepting, hey, thank God for Jesus, and coming your way.
Thank you, Thunderbolt.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
The legendary Thunderbolt Patterson goes into the Hall of Fame 14 days from today, 10 p.m., Peacock Network, Wells Fargo Arena, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, already sold out. Over 21,000 people in the arena and broadcast live on the Peacock Network that night starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And most of us here from the station, I believe, will be making the trek to Philadelphia for that. And I have the honor of inducting Thunderbolt into the Hall of Fame that night in front of 21,000 people and all over the world on the Peacock Network. Well, there you go. Matt Morgan joined in studio tonight and guest co-host tonight. I don't think he's been here since June or May of last year, something like that. Camden Travis back with us. So it's fun. And Thunderbolt Patterson, special guest to kick off the program. Camden, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good to have you back. Matt, I don't think you've ever heard Thunderbolt, have you?
I have not, no.
You should have talked to him there. Jump right in.
I should have.
He seemed like he was relaxing tonight. He's on the lake. Somewhere down there in Georgia. It's a big moment for him.
It seems like it, honestly. I mean, I would think that a Hall of Fame induction it doesn't get any bigger than that.
Well, coming at this point in his life, 82 and a half years old, to wait for this all your life, and it's coming in your lifetime, and you'll be there. It's at WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia, 200,000 people in that city turn out for this event over 2 days.
Very nice.
Yeah. I got to get the tuxedo because they want me to have a tuxedo. So I said I would. I got to go get one, but I'll get it done.
Does that mean you're going to be on the TV?
I'll be on the television. You going to watch it that night? Download that Peacock app.
What day is it?
Friday, 2 weeks from tonight. 10 p.m.
That's the what?
The 5th.
The 5th?
April the 5th. You don't want to miss that.
Maybe. I'll watch it.
Maybe. I'll be coming out there giving the man his props. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, and now the newest member of the WWE Hall of Fame Class of 2024, the legendary, my pal, Thunderbolt Patterson. And then after that, whatever happens, I'm not taking any responsibility for. I'm stepping to the side.
I think that's probably the best way to do it.
Because it could be, you know, it could go one or two ways as far as I'm concerned. We'll see what happens.
I think it'll be good.
We need to fill out our NCAA brackets here very quickly. Now, earlier on, we went through the first 16 games, and I'm at 9, and you're at 10, right?
Yes.
All right, let's get the results. They're not all done today, but let's get the results we have here. Okay, let's start up in the other corner. Games that have been completed. Where's the highlighter?
I got it.
All right, here we go. Okay.
All right.
UConn versus Stetson. No surprise there. UConn wins that game.
Yep, yep.
Which I had UConn.
Hold on.
So,
wait, I need this pen.
Oh, here we go again. It's going to take a half hour to fill out these brackets.
All right. Okay.
Okay, give me the highlighter.
All right.
We only have one highlighter. we're very low budget on this whole thing. Okay, UConn. Second one, we've got FAU and Northwestern.
I had FAU.
Northwestern won, and I had Northwestern, so I got that bracket completely right.
Rip.
All right, now we go down to San Diego State and UAB. Yeah. I had UAB.
I had San Diego State.
San Diego State won.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
I don't know nothing about...
Well, yes, it's very confusing in the end. And then we have Auburn and Yale.
I had Auburn.
I had Auburn well, and they lost.
Auburn lost.
Yale won.
Interesting. That's a yikes.
Auburn is out, and I had Auburn coming out.
You had Auburn, too?
Yeah, and I had them coming out a minute, too.
I had them coming out just one more.
Auburn is gone. All right, so that does that pretty well fill out that side of the bracket as far as we have it?
I mean, unless Grand Canyon, Alabama, New Mexico.
They're
going to
be the winner. Now, Grand Canyon plays later on tonight. Alabama plays later on tonight. But we have this bracket here. Clemson and New Mexico.
I had New Mexico.
I had New Mexico as well, and Clemson won.
Man.
So New Mexico is dead. Then we had Colgate and Baylor. And I had Colgate.
Colgate.
I
had Baylor.
What are they?
Toothpaste.
That's what I was thinking.
I think that's where the toothpaste came from, that school. No, Baylor won. So
yeah.
Colgate is gone.
Baylor.
Colgate gone at this particular point. Okay, so let's go on to the other side here. If I can get this screen where I want it to be, we'll fill this out. What is this coming on down here? Anyway, up to the top here. Okay, these two up here, we still don't know. We have, where is the, how do you get this thing over? Boy, oh boy, if this was easy.
There should be a scroll.
You think there'd be a scroller on the bottom or the top here? There does not seem to be.
Can you swap conferences somehow?
Let's see here. By the way, if you want to call in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-99. Oh, here we go. Now I got it over. Okay. The Houston, that hasn't happened yet. Nebraska hasn't happened yet. Wisconsin, James Madison hasn't happened. Duke, Vermont hasn't happened. Where are we here? Oh, this has North Carolina State and...
Oh, we already did that one.
Did we? Texas, yeah, that's done. Okay, do we have Florida and Colorado? We haven't done that one.
No, we do not.
Florida and Colorado.
I had Colorado.
I had Florida. And Colorado won. So there's that. See, that's a dead bracket for me anyway, because I have nobody winning in that thing.
Oh, my right side is going much better than my left side.
Then we have Marquette in Western Kentucky.
I had Marquette.
I had Marquette, and Marquette won. So that's a good thing. Marquette wins. Now, we don't know. Purdue's still playing. Utah's still playing. We got that one. I think the bottom three are done. So I think they're just, I think half of them are done, so we just have how many games left at this point?
It looks like three.
This whole side's done, right?
Yeah, I do believe so. It looks like three games on the right side.
Three games. So what are we at so far?
Scott, 12.
12.
Matthew, 15.
Well, that's only three.
Well, you were only down by one before. So
yeah, but we get to the
gap's getting wider.
We still got three games here tonight.
That is true, and I also lost New Mexico on three brackets.
See, so you're in trouble because the point spread gets bigger as we go along.
Yeah. But you know, UConn's going to win it, so there's in and of itself.
See, once they're done, you're all done. See, my full final game is still there, but round one is only 1 point. Round two, you get 5 points for every correct answer. So.
Well, I got a lot of round twos left.
So you don't know anything about this, right, Camden?
No, I don't know anything about.
No, it's very difficult.
It's okay. Neither do we. We just took guesses, basically.
Now, what's coming up tonight when this show's over at 10 o'clock?
So me and my brother are probably going to talk a little bit about what we didn't get to cover last week in terms of the free agency for the NFL. And we're probably going to talk a little bit about the March Madness bracket here.
And well, I think you should.
I think Caleb has a March Madness bracket written up somewhere, I do believe. And I'll ask him who he's got winning if he doesn't. I don't know that he watches it any more than I do, but we'll see.
That'll be good tonight, 10:15 to 11 p.m. All right, Camden, what do you think about the PETA, wanting the White House to roll potatoes instead of Easter eggs. They're cholesterol bombs is what they call them.
Well, I mean,
aren't eggs better for you than potatoes?
I would think so. I mean, potatoes, aren't they just like starch bombs?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's cholesterol too.
I don't see how that's much. I mean, I think they just don't want us to take the eggs from the chickens, but it's not like.
Oh yeah, there's a whole statement.
It's not like us taking eggs from the chickens, or it's not like the chickens laying are going to stop.
Children love animals and would be sad to learn that the eggs used for fun and games at the White House come from tormented hens whose lives are spent in cages that afford them less space and than a standard sheet of typing paper. PETA President Ingrid Newkirk said in a release, Easter should be a time of renewal and joy for all sentient beings, and that means hens too.
I find it quite ironic because they like to put down like cats and dogs.
See, I don't know that PETA does put down cats and dogs.
They do that.
They do.
Look at the records. They put down cats and dogs at a very
high. Don't
be
knocking PETA. PETA was good to us on Groundhog Day.
I'm just saying.
Is it because it happens? Someone dress up as a
groundhog.
That's
right. We didn't use a real groundhog. And we won't be rolling any eggs around here.
I was not the groundhog, by the way.
No, he was not the groundhog.
Not this year?
I was never the groundhog.
I thought last year you were the groundhog.
No.
You talked about dressing up.
I dressed up for the ads, but I was not the groundhog.
Oh.
It's funny. People thought the ads were the thing.
Yeah. We just needed somebody to be the groundhog in the ads.
We couldn't bring Miss Ohio in every time we shot an ad.
Okay, so
I'm Miss Ohio was the groundhog.
Oh. Really?
Yep.
She was here, outside in the groundhog suit. It was quite a thing.
It was good.
Crown on her head, sash. The groundhog had a sash on. There's a picture of that somewhere. That was a heck of a morning, Groundhog Day. Predicted 6 more weeks of winter, which I do think we had.
Seems that way, yeah.
So, you know what? I'm not with PETA on this one, because honestly, I don't understand rolling potatoes. I don't get it. It's not like we're eating eggs. They're just coloring them.
I mean, like, my entire life during Easter, we've always had the little plastic eggs that have candy in them anyways. Like, my grandma always just bought, like, the empty plastic eggs and then put candy in them herself and then hid those. So, I don't know why they didn't just advocate for the use of plastic eggs.
That's strange to go to potatoes. What is a potato?
Yeah. I don't know. What does a potato have to do with Easter? Yeah.
Nothing. Zero. Zilch.
I mean, to be fair, I guess what does the Easter Bunny have to do with Easter in reality?
Well, I think that's why we have eggs, is because we have a bunny.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. Bunnies? I don't think bunnies lay eggs.
At Easter, they do. Colored eggs. Pastels. Purples. Pinks. Yellows. And those terrible Cadbury eggs. They're awful. I don't like them.
The caramel ones are the best.
No. I'm not a fan of the Cadbury eggs either.
They look like real eggs. When you crack them open, they're yellow and white, and they're nasty stuff.
Oh, so you're talking about the cream ones. The caramel ones are amazing.
You know that's a British company, Cadbury.
Sounds like a British company.
It is. Those poor British people. It's terrible today. At age 42, we learned what the mystery has been with Kate Middleton, Princess Kate, the next Queen of England. She has cancer. This is horrible. That whole family is in trouble. I mean, King Charles has cancer now. Kate Middleton has cancer. This girl is 42 years old. This is very sad. She's undergoing chemotherapy. We don't know what kind of cancer she has, but that's horribly sad because we've been going through this whole what's wrong with her and why are these pictures doctored? And turns out there is something wrong with her.
I've had no idea about any of this, and I did not know who she was prior to this.
You don't know?
It's been all over my social media. People theorizing that her husband, Prince William's mistress, was pregnant and that she went into hiding.
Wait, did he have a mistress? I don't think he has a mistress.
It's just a rumor.
Did you get this from TikTok?
TikTok and Twitter.
This is why you don't listen to TikTok?
Well,
it was not just TikTok. It was TikTok and Twitter.
Twitter. I don't think you should be trusting Twitter either.
Well,
I can't remember her name, but it's like someone that like is also like married to someone in the royal family. And they were like, we think she's pregnant with his child.
But to have this at 42, mm-hmm. this is very young. And all at the same time, his father is yep. going through cancer treatments. I mean, what are the odds?
I don't think that there's necessarily an age range for cancer.
Well, usually younger people don't get it. It's about, and it, I don't know. It's sad because clearly it's something serious to have chemotherapy.
Well, I think cancer in and of itself is pretty serious. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that the cancer itself has to be any more extraordinary than any other form of cancer.
But can you believe your father and your wife having this at the same time?
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah.
And you've got some kids.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Well, it may happen, but that's bad, bad stuff. So we feel bad. I don't know what more you can say about that. You just feel bad for her. And feel bad for the king. Because we're fascinated with the royals. Just look at the magazines in the stores. It's all royals all the time. They do. They sell magazines. I don't know why that is, but they do.
I haven't looked at a magazine in a grocery store in forever.
I only do that when I'm just bored sitting at the register.
It's there. It's always the royals. It's always Harry or Meghan or Kate or King Charles. Used to be the queen all the time.
I felt like there was some serious wrong because I don't know, just the way they she was pursuing William and the crown, she wasn't giving up.
Well, it's the way it goes, I guess. So we hope she gets better. I mean, what can you say? Okay, let's go to something we talked about earlier. I think this is kind of interesting because you both are Gen Z, we found out earlier today. Gen Z is going back to tanning beds, something earlier generations learned not to do for a whole host of reasons, including cancer, including the way it makes you look when you get older. Mm-hmm. And people are saying in Gen Z that they would rather die hot than live ugly. As if tanning's going to fix all that problem.
Well, tanning's going to make them look uglier sooner.
Probably.
Like this one girl came up on TikTok, and I thought she was like in her 30s. No, she was 20.
Yeah, it'll rub your skin the wrong way.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're getting into a box that essentially bakes your skin. I mean,
like, she looked cooked, too. Like, she looked like crispy.
Oh, it can be bad. I mean, I know a lot of old tan people, and their skin looks like alligator when you get close to it. It's bad looking.
Looks like an alligator.
Like, stick to the fake tan that you put on your skin.
Well, I don't think that's good either. I don't think people should be... You look ridiculous.
Yeah.
You look like some statue.
Yeah.
Like some trophy.
I think you look kind of goofy when you use a spray tan.
What does the tan do? Does it get rid of, like, your, what? What are we trying to fix here?
Just makes you tanner.
So people don't like white. People like bronze.
Mm-hmm. Like that tan look.
Whatever. I don't know. So, do you think that people... Are your friends tanning?
No. My friends don't need a tan.
I mean, I don't think you're tanning.
No.
Could you get a tan?
What?
Could you get a tan?
Like, if I went out in the sun or...
Because you're kind of fair-skinned.
No, I burn.
Burn.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Just burn, and then it goes away, and then I'm pale again.
Some people tan, but it... Some people don't. I don't know what that is. Is it skin pigment?
So everyone has melanocytes, like the same amount of melanocytes, which produce melanin. Some people's melanocytes produce more melanin than others. And I guess like the sun kind of also helps bring out more production.
Why do you know that? I think you were shocked when she ripped out that word.
Really?
Yeah. Matt looked shocked.
Well, I think you look shocked as well.
Well, I'm telling you, I was shocked. That's why I'm asking you. Why do you know that?
When I was at Trevor's for cosmetology, I had anatomy and physiology, and then we were, like, talking about the skin and how it works and stuff.
How come you didn't learn this at Tri Rivers?
Because I wasn't in the beauty class stuff.
You should have taken a beauty class.
This was my science class.
Science!
This was anatomy and physiology.
Well, I still didn't take that. I took, what was it, physical science? Something like that. No, I did physical science in ninth grade. It was environmental science.
Think of the things you could have learned.
I'd rather do biology. I think I ended up doing biology, actually. I think that's the one.
Well, here's another one for you. In this same area, we did this earlier, too. I think it's an interesting topic. Oprah Winfrey says that she was fat-shamed all her career. She's 70 now. She's lost a bunch of weight. But she says she was fat-shamed, and it's the last sacred cow. This was like a hot subject earlier on today. There were people arguing in here and getting loud about this. But is it true? Do you think that you can still call somebody fat when you can't make fun of other things?
Huh?
Tell us a story about skin again. You were good with that one.
What was the question again?
The question is, can we make fun of fat people when we can't make fun of people for other things? Like, we can't make fun of race anymore. People will jump on you for that. We cannot make fun of religion. Not that we should. We can't make fun of sexuality. But we can still make fun of fat people. That's okay. That's what Oprah's saying, basically.
I disagree.
I don't know. Some of the times people can't really help being fat because they got, like, conditions and thyroid problems or, like, PCOS.
Now, what is PCOS?
I don't know the full, like, acronym one.
Causes problems, apparently, with your weight.
Seems that way.
And your thyroid.
It's polycystic ovary system. Syndrome, I mean.
So, you don't believe this is a thing?
No. I think that we bully everybody for anything.
Well, we don't, though, because I'm telling you, if you make a racist joke in public, people will jump you for that. If you make a religious joke in public, people will jump you for that. If you make a sexual orientation joke in public, people will jump you for that. You make a fat joke, people just kind of overlook it.
I mean, I disagree. I think people just kind of overlook just about a lot of things.
Well, try this experiment. Next time you're at work, try to make each one of those jokes and see which one gets the most blowback.
I think you might end up getting fired because of
right.
That.
But you wouldn't get fired for the fat joke, but you would get... You hit somebody's race, you're definitely going to be fired. Matter of fact, we had somebody fired for saying some racist things at one point. I forget what that kid's name was, but he got canned.
Yeah, I remember that kid.
Yeah. Now, if we'd have called somebody fat, they would have gave him another chance. You certainly cannot do sexual orientation. People do not go for that anymore. And you cannot do religion. You've gotten into religious arguments with people. You've had a man hug you because of religion talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when he came back from vacation, you had a man hug you.
Oh, that wasn't because of religious talk.
Well, what do you think that was because?
His words were, last time I saw him, he was a $2,000 man. Now he's probably about a $5,000 man.
So he's going to hug you?
I guess, because I have, well, me.
Yeah.
Because he was referring to money.
So he wouldn't have hugged you for $2,000?
I guess.
Is he going to get a piece of this or something?
No. I don't know. Those were his words.
Okay.
I was like, all right.
So what if you go back to being a $2,000 man?
Well, I guess no more hugs, and I can live with that. I can live with that.
I loved when he hugged you. That was one of the most awkward moments I've ever seen in my life.
Wait, what? Some dude came up to you and be like, can I hug you for...
No, there was no question. He just hugged him.
It was a co-worker.
Oh, yes, it was.
I had come up front and I said, man, I ain't seen you in forever. I thought you quit or something. And then he gave me a whole hug.
Hug.
And I was like,
hug. No,
like,
small hug.
And I was like, I don't know about that. I'm not really a...
It was a full-on hug. I was standing right there.
I don't mind hugs, don't get me wrong. Hugs are all right, but...
I wouldn't want him hugging me.
Yeah, I'm not... Me and this person aren't, you know, we aren't like that.
That was interesting. Yep. Have you ever had a hug from that person?
No.
Oh, there you go.
intriguing.
Yeah, but you have. You're the one who could say you have.
You know, I think that's something that...
take that to your grave.
Yep.
If he even came near me, there'd be a problem.
I wasn't ready for it. I was like, what?
It was good. It was good. But can you make fun of people's weight? Yes. It's not good to do. Nobody's saying it's good, but nobody, you're not going to be fired for that.
Yeah, I think the making fun of people's, I think the making fun of anything is generally considered bad.
But there, again, there are isms and there are groups that will jump on you if you do others. There's no ism, there's no group to protect heavy people.
I mean, you could probably get some, like, disability board.
I don't think they consider fat a disability.
Well, some disabilities will cause you to be fat.
Well, yes, but the disability is the problem. If you're just fat, that's all. You're fat. Sorry.
I mean, you can fix it.
I don't think you always can fix it. Haven't we talked about thyroid and UMSC or whatever that thing was?
I think that PCOS affects a very small number of people.
I don't know. Oprah, like I said, she's a billionaire. If anybody could fix it, I think she would have. And it took 50 years.
With the rise of Ozempic, I think that's what
that's right.
Did.
It's the pill.
Ozempic.
I think it's a shot, because...
Isn't it a diabetes thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the things diabetics typically use.
And it curbs your appetite.
I think that's just like a side effect of the like medicine.
Yeah.
But why do you lose weight?
Well, because it curbs your appetite. You don't eat so much.
Wasn't that what I said?
Well, yeah, but the medicine doesn't curb your side. I mean, it's a side effect. It's
of
not,
the medicine.
It's not built to curb your
side. But that's what, if you're losing weight, that's what they're using it for. They're not. If you don't have diabetes, they're not using it for diabetes.
I think there's also another like medicine that like diabetics also use, like, that is like Ozempic, but
is this good for you?
I don't know.
Is what good for you?
See, I don't know if this is healthy to be taking this medicine.
I think if you need the medicine for the diabetes, then it's probably okay. But I think that if you just take pills to lose weight, then it's probably not a good idea. No.
Well,
and also it's causing kind of shortage and preventing people who actually need it.
Well, I mean, the United States consumes like almost 75% of the world's opioids, like painkillers. So I don't think we care about that.
Let's go to a TikTok story. This will be right up your alley. There's a TikTok trend of stay-at-home girlfriends who say they're living the life of leisure.
This is a good story.
But people who have been these stay-at-home girlfriends are now going to TikTok warning people that when the relationship is over, you end up without a job, a home, or any money. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I told you it was a trend.
I think it's a bad idea because
TikTokers.
Like, if you're a stay-at-home wife, then like when you get divorced, you can sometimes get alimony depending on...
Yeah, but you lose it all if you're... This is stay-at-home girlfriends.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Like, it's a bad idea to do that because... You don't have anything to
Why do you want anybody, a wife or a girlfriend or a husband or a boyfriend, why do you want to be dependent on somebody else?
I don't know, that terrifies me, to be completely dependent.
You'll end up like these women, with no money, no job, no house.
Because it can lead to, like, bad situations.
Plus, they can hold it over you.
Yep. That's one of the reasons why I would never want to fully be dependent on someone.
So would you do this?
No.
Would you want your wife to do this or your girlfriend?
No, because I mean personally I like I like money, I'm not gonna lie to you. So I mean, I don't know that I just wanna make money so she can spend my money. I don't know about all that.
Well, I don't know if it's that. It seems to me like you're because you want her to be your girlfriend, this is like a perk. That she doesn't have to work.
Why is that a perk? I have to work.
Well, because some people don't want to work. Some people hate their jobs.
Yeah, I think most people don't like their jobs.
No, I like my jobs. I would not...
I like my job.
No, see, I was away from them for a little bit, and I did not like it. It's good for about a week and a half, and then it's just nothing to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But, I mean, I don't think you, like, want to go back to... I mean, I think you just kind of get bored. I don't think you really miss the work. I think you're just bored.
I think work just
gives you something to do.
I think people paint themselves into bad corners at their jobs because they make decisions based on money, not on what they like doing. If you like doing it, you'd be willing to go do it. Now, not every day is going to be great, but at least you like it. If you do something simply based on the money, you will end up in a position you don't like.
I'd rather make good money and not like the job than make bad money and like the job.
And you will be miserable because you spend more than 50% of your life at that job. Why do you want to spend 50% in misery?
Money.
But what, to just make the other 50% happy?
Well, yeah, because if I'm... like, unhappy outside of work, then I don't think I'm going to be happy in work.
Oh, I don't think that. I think a lot of people like to work. And I think those people aren't into money because they're not working for the money. They're working because they like it. So a lot of times they'll spend time off work doing something that they just like doing.
Like what?
Well, I think people who work... who like work will do extra things for that job that they would not do for something that they didn't like. I don't think the money is relevant. I don't think you like something more because they pay you $1 million. I don't think you like it more for $1 million than you like it for $1,000 if you like it.
Yeah, but I think you do it for $1 million. I don't think you do it for $1,000.
Depends on what it is. I think if you like it, you do. There are things I would do for free. I wouldn't tell somebody that, but there are. Because it's fun. And it gives you a lot of... There's just a lot of rewards involved in certain jobs, certain fields. But I think most people don't have the persistence. They don't have the drive to do that. Because they want, you know, pay me now, pay me big. You know, well, you can do that at certain jobs. Like a lot of people, it seems, are getting jobs at banks now. I worked at a bank. I would not want to spend my life at a bank.
Really?
No. It was okay, but it was boring.
That's perfect.
Sounds boring.
I don't want to be bored. I want to be dealing with people. I want to do something that has some kind of reward in it.
I don't know. I feel like it'd be entertaining to have people yell at me about their money.
Well, I don't think I ever got yelled at. I just think there were times when nobody was coming in. A bank is not like a retail store where people are coming in constantly.
Well, I feel like that's perfect. You just...
I don't know. I think we place way too much on money in life. And I think that's why most people are unhappy.
Well, with the cost of living going up, you gotta have money.
Most people are gonna get by. You can find a way to get by. And I would rather get by and be happy than have a lot of money in the bank and be miserable. Like, there is no way I would want to work at a factory. You could walk into a factory right now and make more than you're making in certain places. And they'll hire you right now.
It depends on what you're doing. My friend worked in a factory, but she worked, like, in the file, like, part of it. She did paperwork.
Well, I'm talking about a factory worker, a line worker.
I mean, you don't get paid good money working on a line.
You start out better than you will anywhere else.
Like a if you start like, out at like $4-5 more, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's a lot.
$4-5. I mean, I guess it depends on which factories you go to, but I mean, like a lot of factories start at like $16 an hour.
Yeah.
You go to McDonald's for $15.
They say that, but I don't see people flocking there, so there must be some kind of problem with that job.
Oh, McDonald's sucks.
No, I disagree. McDonald's was okay.
How long were you working there?
I worked there for, like 3 months.
Well, that's probably why you didn't realize it was horrible.
I worked there for 2 years.
2 years and hated it.
Yeah.
Why? But it was paying good money. Why didn't you stay?
It was not paying good money. I was
paying $9 at the time.
Yeah. When I worked there, I was getting paid like $9 an hour.
Well? I'm getting a message here. Call in. Somebody's out there listening. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. We are live here. Matter of fact, we're going up on a break. Call us after the break here at 9:15. We'll be back with Camden and Matt after
this
break.
You're listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something?